Before we give our bring our guest on, let me remind you that Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC would love to see you this weekend in Excelsior Springs. It's a great time to buy a car. They have over 60 vehicles on the lot ready to drive off today. You can see them online at robertsrobinson.com. This is your home of the free lifetime powertrain warranty on all GM cars. You buy a new Chevy Buick GMC, you get the lifetime warranty. Other dealers don't do that. They also give you every possible discount, including $500 bonus cash for military and veterans. Get treated right at Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. And Tim Cross and his team at Cross Kitchens would love the opportunity to sit down with you and speak with you about what they could do in your kitchen or remodeling a bathroom. They do great work, and it's good to work with the owner and not be seven steps away from the ownership of the company. Very important. If you're interested in remodeling or just talking to somebody about what's possible, whether it's just countertops or resurfacing your cabinets, crosskitchenskc.com. Okay, a very fascinating guest here, and you know, it should be noted that there's a lot of great homeschool parents that do great things with their kids and make things possible. One of the things that I didn't really know was going on is there's this much of an organized level of athletics for homeschool kids. You're about to learn stuff you didn't know. This is fascinating. Klee Nelson will join us, the football director of the KC East Lions. Hit it!
The KK Has Issues conversation is presented by Buck Roofing, online at rbuckroofing.com. Sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head.
Well, I feel certain that almost everyone listening right now is going to learn something that they didn't know before they listened to this podcast today. I know this has been an educational process for me, as I've emailed back and forth the last couple of weeks with a gentleman named Klee Nelson. He's the football director of KC East Lions. They're online at kceastlions.com. He's been with the organization for 7 years. This is eight-man football, and I think you're going to find eight-boy football, I guess is the best way to say it, but this is going to be so interesting for so many people because what we're talking about here is a collection of sports teams in the Kansas City area of kids that are all homeschooled. And regardless of where you're homeschooled, you can get together with KC East Lions and play for them in your sport and play against other teams. I had no idea, but we know there's an explosion of students being homeschooled right now in America, which I think is a good thing for this country. I'll just say it right up front. And I think it's great that they find ways to socialize or, as is my case, because I believe so strongly in sports for kids, get them into athletics. Klee joins us now. Hello, Mr. Nelson. How are you, sir?
Thank you. Doing well today.
Okay, let's start with this. How do you organize homeschool kids and get them involved in athletics? And you guys have been doing this for about 20 years. This is absolutely remarkable. Good for you. How do you do it?
Thank you. Well, we really strive to get word of mouth to go from person to person, homeschool family to homeschool family, to let them know that this option is available. One of the ways that we really strive to also maintain the number of individuals to be able to come and play with us is to make sure that we are treating them with respect and honor with good Christian values. And that's one of the things that we strive to do each and every day in all of our programs. If you treat the young man and their parents correctly, and you treat them right, they tend to want to stay with you. And we also understand and realize we are an enhancement to their education process. Their parents are still their principal, their teacher, etc. And we are there to help them in that education process to give them an experience that every high school kid in the city gets an opportunity to have, and that is to play high school athletics in various sports.
Okay, so your homeschool athletes are almost all Christian, and they probably live in faith-based homes. We get that and belong to churches, but it's not exclusive to that. This is really about home schooling, isn't it? So if somebody that was not Christian or non-denominational or whatever wanted to join and be in athletics and they're homeschooled, you welcome them, and then you play other homeschool teams from out of the area and then some area regular public school teams. Is that how it works?
That is correct. We will play various sports, have a heavier concentration of homeschool teams than other sports. For instance, in football, there are not very many homeschool teams out there. There are a handful. So we do play other schools that are all either member schools or approved schools by either MSHA or KSHA high school organizations, which we likewise are an approved KSHA high school organization.
Which is amazing. And the KC East Lions are a 501c3 nonprofit sports association. And some of these students could use a little help. So if anybody wants to go to the website and think about checking this out or donating money, or if you're considering homeschooling your kids and getting them involved in sports, the place to go is kceastlions.com, and you can learn more about either of those things. Can you give me a couple of examples of, like, the level of play? You're not playing Rockhurst in football here. Give me an idea, and it's eight-man football, right? So what types of teams do you play this fall when the football season starts up?
Our current schedule is to play as many local teams as we can. We are playing St. Joe Christian, Northland Christian, just north of the river. We play Maranatha here in town, and then we spread out from there. We do play typically Veritas Christian over in Lawrence, St. Mary's out of St. Mary's, Kansas, Manhattan East out of Manhattan, Kansas. These are all either Christian schools or homeschool organizations. Most of them that I mentioned there are Christian schools. But that's not exclusive to that. We have played Drexel. We have played Archie. We have played Norborn, Hardin Central, which is northeast of Kansas City, Northwest, which is over near Sedalia. So we do mostly in football play school groups. In basketball, we will play more Christian homeschool type groups than we will schools. But the level of competition can be quite good. For instance, we play, in many instances, we will play the schools that are in the top of the eight-man football division in their state. In 2015 was probably our most recent good year that we had, really good year. We were ranked fourth in the state of Missouri, tied with Norborn, Hardin Central that year. So we have been at the precipice of being great, and we have been at the precipice of being everybody's team they want to play because they know it's a good competition. But the level of play in eight-man football can be a little bit wild. It's a higher scoring game. And as you know, Vanderjet from Dallas played eight-man football when he was in school.
Amazing. Okay, so you're the director of football, but you're also involved in baseball and basketball, and it's not limited to boys here. We got softball and volleyball and basketball, cross-country, track and field. Did it just start with one sport 20 years ago? How much has your organization grown?
We have grown pretty significantly since we started. I do believe we started with football and volleyball and basketball and track and field. We have also since added cross country. I'm going to forget somebody. I know.
That's okay. They can go to the website. Country, it's all on the website.
Men and boys volleyball.
Yeah,
exactly. So we try to add sports as we go and as there is interest involved. For instance, we are currently trying to start wrestling with our program, and we have coaches in place. We just need to get the word out on that, of course, that for young men who want to wrestle this winter, that might be an option for them. And if they can contact us, we'll be happy to give them information they would need in order to join that team as well.
Okay, so anybody listening that either homeschools or you know somebody in your family or friend circle or whatever that homeschools, let them know this is available to their kids to get them out and get involved in sports. The emphasis here is sportsmanship, self-discipline, and integrity. So it isn't about, oh, we're not going to keep score, everybody's a winner, like with Little League or whatever. But, I mean, this sounds like three principles for life. It sounds like you use athletics outside the home to school these youngsters as well.
That is correct. We strive very hard to make sure that we are enhancing the educational environment that the parents are trying to set for their children. For instance, our football team has a motto: courage, honor, integrity, and commitment. And we strive and we repeat that every day and make sure the kids understand that is what we're striving to teach, coach, and how we strive to play every day that we practice or play a game.
I mean, I'm looking at this on the website. 75 of your student athletes over the years have received college scholarships in various sports, junior colleges, D1, D2, NAIA. You got some ballers in there now somewhere.
We've had some from time to time. We have maybe one of the highest level athletes we have in our program right now is one of our basketball players, and he is a joy to watch. But yes, we do sometimes get some very high profile players in our program. Most recently, we've had a young man go to Coffeyville Junior College. We've had a young man go over to East Illinois to a Christian school over there, the D3 school. I don't remember the name of it off the top of my head, but we have had several players from all sports go to D1, D2, and D3 schools, okay, as well as NAIA.
So how hard is this to keep going every year? Because I'm going to assume as the kids grow up and out and the parents don't have them at home and schooling them anymore, you probably lose a lot of those parents and part of your base. This isn't like a regular school where everybody that lives within a district just funnels through and here they come, the next wave of kids. Are you constantly getting the word out of people who have, you know, 5 and 7 year olds at home that, hey, there's athletics available somewhere down the road? And what do younger athletes do before they get to you?
That is a very good question. Different sports handle this problem differently. For instance, in football, we do have also a junior high football team. So we start with junior high football kids starting in the sixth grade. In track and field, they will take the child as young as second and third grade. We go down into the elementary grades for track and field and basketball as well. For instance, in basketball last year, I coached the 12U team. This year, I'll be coaching the junior high team. So that's one of the ways that we can promote our organization is by getting the kids when they're younger and getting them used to the organization, getting them used to the principles that we teach, getting the parents used to how we teach their kids and the respect and honor that we give both them and the parents. And that helps us to build up. Then we have sports like baseball. There's no junior high baseball teams in the city. So we only have high school baseball, and that is a constant struggle to recruit young men to play in that baseball team. And the way we try to do it is by word of mouth and try to entertain invitations to different churches in the area to let them know that we have this available.
All right, so help the folks like me. I had 3 kids. They all went to public schools. I was career-driven. I worked a lot. I worked a lot of hours. I felt good about sending my kids to those schools. I got them in what I thought were really high quality public schools. If I had to do it over today, the way schools are today, I don't think I'd do that. If I did, I think I'd run for school board and try to keep my eye on what's going on, you know, right, on the side or whatever. It sounds to me like this would be very difficult. I'm thinking about our child raising years, that there's a real financial toll here. There's no double income. Somebody stays home all the time and teaches the kids, the husband or the wife or whatever, the mom, the dad. What walk me through homeschooling. We know there's a big surge right now. More and more parents are wanting to do this because of what's happening in public schools. What kind of a sacrifice is it? How difficult is it? And how successful is it?
Well, I can give you my example. For instance, and I'm not uncommon to the homeschool community. Maybe in this first statement I am, but my wife actually was an RN. She was a nurse. And she was making more money than I was at the time that we decided to homeschool. So for us, our decision was simply that was more important to us than the money, than the income. And we have lived meagerly and modestly all through our child's education. And we have 4 children that have been homeschooled their entire lives. What is available to us is a lot of times you can get used curriculum, which will save you some money. You can also go to some of these curriculum fairs, and there you will have individuals who will be selling books. You will have companies who will be selling books. And a lot of times they will give you a modest discount on those. So there are many different ways to help afford the home educated process because, as you stated, every cost is on the parents as they home educate their child.
Yeah, not just that. There's going to be a lot of parents that just don't work, that stay at home and do it this way, and then you have the cost of it. On top of that, the beautiful part here is, and you and I talked about this a little bit before we got started here today, the beautiful part is you don't have to follow the curriculum of a school district or the state of Missouri or the state of Kansas. You just have to teach them. They give you guidelines. You see what curriculum, what it is. You're basically preparing them for what, college entrance exams and the GED and that sort of thing. You can say, look, we're not teaching sex education this way. We're not teaching gender identity. We're not doing revisionist history. You can cut out all the things in public schooling that you don't like, pretty much, can't you?
That is correct. You sure can. And there are guidelines that you generally have to follow. And the important thing is just to make sure that your child is being educated well in, obviously, the basics, reading, writing, and arithmetic. They need to know those subjects. But every home educating parent's effort should be towards getting that child the best education that they can get in order to take that entrance exam to get into college. There are diplomas that can be given, but the parents are the ones who give those diplomas because they have educated their child. And then there are some who do take the GED as well, as you stated. But that just has to be the main focus of the parent, is that they want to make sure that that child is ready for life, ready for those decisions they have to make as they go through life, the people that they meet in college, et cetera, and make sure that they are ready to take those entrance exams and do well, which predominantly is a percentage of society. Home-educated students do perform better on those entrance exams than the general public does that is public school.
Okay, so other than sports, walk me through this. How do homeschool kids socialize with other kids their age, besides maybe like neighbors, you know, neighborhood kids or things like that? Mm-hmm. How do homeschool kids, what do parents do to make sure that they're becoming well-rounded and that they're socialized and around other kids and things like that? Or do they try to limit that?
Well, I can only speak for my family and my friends. And I will tell you, I don't know of too many home educating parents that limit that aspect of their child's life. They might control it a little bit more, dictate a little bit more on how often you can go with this friend or that friend. The way we have done it in my family is we are heavily involved with our church friends and neighbors. And we have several congregations in the area that we engage with and facilitate that social aspect of their lives. But quite frankly, also the Lions has really been a big part of that, because as you come in from different parts of the city to, and in many instances, different environments, you're learning to socialize as a teammate, which in a lot of ways can be even more in depth than what your schoolmates would be in public school. Because I was public schooled, you were public schooled. You know the social difficulties sometimes that people have, and I was one of those who had those difficulties. My kids have been absolutely the most social children that I think I have ever seen, and they are totally different from me. I constantly am hearing from other adults how your child is so great because they will talk to an adult and they will have a conversation with them and not shy away or not run away. So I think it depends on the family, but for us, it has been church and the Lions and just not being afraid to let them get out there and have those conversations and interactions with other individuals.
Okay. The website is kceastlions.com. And I'll just ask you this, as somebody who's been involved for so many years now with teaching your children at home, there's growth. Obviously, a lot of people want to do this. A lot of people hear, uh-oh, this is going on in school. I'm taking them out of school. One of us is going to stay home. We're going to teach these kids at home. It doesn't sound easy. I'm going to guess there, as more people sign on to do this, there will be some gaps, some failures, some people that aren't very good at this. Are you concerned that too many people will homeschool and it could be a negative for kids? Or is kind of the thought process here, look, if somebody's taking the time to be at home all day in school with their kids, it's going to be a great child-raising experience no matter what, and ultimately has to be better than public schools. What do you have a stance on that or a thought? Like, if we have an explosion, let's say, you know, the number doubles in the next 10 years in America of kids that are homeschooled, are you concerned that that won't happen in a very positive way?
I am not personally heavily concerned about that. I do know and agree with you that there will be people who get into the homeschool environment that are not prepared to do so. They are not prepared to spend the time with their children as they should because of whatever else is going on in their lives. Let's face it, people have things that happen. There's marriages that get into trouble. There's deaths in the family that make people distraught. There are things that can distract you from those goals and in everyday life. And so that is going to happen. There's going to be a certain percentage of those. But I do believe that the more people that homeschool, you're going to have a greater percentage of parents who are more interactive with their children, which I believe is a key to raising good citizens in this country. And more caring of what their children are doing. And that influence is going to better build that child for going through life in school and then well beyond that. One of the other things I would like to mention is the difficulty of getting started with it with homeschooling can somewhat be alleviated. There are a lot of helps out there. And the Missouri Parent Educators website is one of those sources that we have used and many homeschool parents use. There is a guidebook out there on their website that actually helps you through the homeschool process, how to make the decision, how to choose curriculum, how to spend your time with the children, and what amount of time to dedicate to that, et cetera. And that's a very big piece that can help any parent who wants to homeschool. And I will tell you also that any parent who is thinking about it and wants to homeschool and wants information, I don't know of a single parent that homeschools that would not open up and tell them everything they want to know about the process.
All right. And if this question's too personal, just tell me it's too personal and buzz off. And I'm thinking back to my kids and they're, you know, I all three of them at some point wanted something they couldn't have. And I had to stand firm and say, no, you can't have that. You're not getting that. You're not getting a phone until you're this age. You're getting a car or whatever. You can't go on this trip. There were all kinds of different things. You can't do this. You can't do that. There's all kinds of rules. Every house is different. What happens in homeschooling when they get to kind of that bratty teenage age? You know, I'm thinking 13, 14-year-old girls and boys here. And they say, you know what? I'm tired of this. I want to go to school with these other kids. I want to be around other kids all day. How do parents deal with that? And does that ever come up?
That does come up. As a matter of fact, we seem to run into that every once in a while. Even with the Lions, we'll have I've had one student in the 7 years I've been there who has made that decision that he wanted to go play at Pleasant Hill, actually, and decided that he no longer wanted to be homeschooled. And so the parents sometimes will make that decision for the child, and sometimes they will allow that to occur. Each family, again, would probably just react to that based on the position that their child is in within school. And if they have been struggling with that child, and you know, some children are harder to teach than others, even in the homeschool environment, we run into that. Then they will make that decision based on what is best for the child most generally. And there are some times where the child will go back into the public school. And I've seen them come back out just as quickly at times as well. So.
Right. No, I understand. And your goal with the KC East Lions, again, the website is kceastlions.com, is what if a kid is in need? What if they don't have the money to play football? Because this isn't free. I mean, there's equipment involved and travel and all these different things. So some money is required. Is it your organization's goal to raise enough money that if a kid is in need, that it gets paid for, that you want them in athletics? And how much demand or need is there for your organization for something like that?
That you're exactly correct. My position as a director, I have always held to this concept. I never want to see a child not be able to play athletics because of the money. We have individuals who will be willing to help. The organization at times can offer scholarships. There are ways to get around the money issue and get that child into the program if that's what they really desire to do. So we want to welcome anybody who can, who has a desire to play and work hard, because trust me, especially with football, but other sports are just very similar. It is not easy. It is hard to do, to practice as much as we have to practice and to maintain school. But if we have a child that's dedicated to do that, we want them to play. We do not want money to be a problem or an obstacle.
You know, it's amazing, Clee. I've covered sports in Kansas City for over 35 years, and I maybe at one point knew your organization existed, or maybe I wasn't paying attention, and maybe I'm looking at it more now because we're talking about homeschooling so much more at the forefront based on what's going on in the public schools that wasn't really going on 10, 20, 30 years ago. But I'll be darned if I knew all this was going on. And I applaud you, and I applaud the Johnsons who started this thing 20 years ago, and every coach and parent that's been involved. I can't tell you what I personally believe athletics means to young people about teamwork, the things that you talk about, integrity, sportsmanship, self-discipline, all of those things. I think these are vitally important for kids today. And if you're involved in sports, the outcome of your education is likely to be better. We know the statistics. We see that all over the place. I think this is amazing what you guys are doing, and I feel really stupid that I didn't know more about this before we talked today.
Well, I really thank you for your time, and this is one of the things that I have been so excited about with this organization for so many years, is just the very single things that you're talking about to help in any way we can to give, one, give the child an experience that is very similar to what other children all across the public school realm get in athletics. But two, to make sure that that experience in athletics is one that does teach maturity and discipline and the ability to realize that there is no obstacle that you cannot attack and that you cannot strive to overcome, because in every sport in its own way, they will have those obstacles that sometimes you don't feel like you can get past.
Yeah.
And we try to help those children along to get past those obstacles, because those are life lessons that will stay with them forever.
And July is sign-up time for fall sports, right? I looked on your website earlier today, and it looks like the price to sign up is less before August 1st than after August 1st. So right now is the time. If anybody listening knows anyone that is in homeschooling, or if you homeschool yourself, let them know about this great organization. If these kids want to play sports, there's a place for them, okay? They don't have to be a scholarship athlete. This is not some elite club team that you're going to go play on. They want to get you out there, get you playing, get you involved in the sport that you love, and learn about sportsmanship and integrity and play sports if you're homeschooled. It's kceastlions.com. And do I have that right? July's a big sign-up month for fall sports?
It sure is. It sure is. We're in some of the sports we can fill up faster than others, but I'm pretty certain that cross-country and soccer and I know football are still looking for more opportunities for young men to come join us, and young girls as well in those other sports.
That's awesome. Clee, congratulations on all the great work you're doing. I appreciate your time. And more than anything else, I believe this, we should all be learning something every day. And I hope that this podcast, for a lot of folks, they learn some things from this and maybe they'd like to help or be involved. And I just appreciate what you guys are doing. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time.
All right. That is Clee Nelson, the football director, 8-man football of kceastlions.com. Just sensational stuff. We appreciate him being on today on KKHI, which is brought to you by Finch Knife Company, online at finchknifeco.com. Great Life KC, play more golf, go to greatlifekc.com, and Dr. Bill Bush at NKC Dental, nkcdental.com. A couple of office locations, North Kansas City and Westwood. Dr. Bush is your new dentist. Call for an appointment and get a checkup today, 816-471-2911. Or NKC Dental online at nkcdental.com. As always, thank you so much for hitting that like and follow button and all that cool stuff that you do. For Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, it's been a fun week. I think we all learned something today. That is incredible and a whole bunch of fun. The weekend is upon us. Go out there, enjoy, be with the loved ones, your friends, and have a fantastic weekend. Wherever you go this weekend, just tell people that you think that Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.